Don Pettit is the executive director of the Peace Energy Cooperative based in Dawson Creek, and he joins us on the line. Don, thank you very much for joining us. Some legislation has come in through the province of Alberta that might or might not put a damper on some proposals of wind projects that are happening in the Peace region. First, I ask as an icebreaker, how are things going with the Peace region proposals that are in place?
Well, I assume you're referring to the Peace Energy Co-op's solar farm that we're planning to build near the town of Peace River?
Yes.
Yeah. The moratorium, the Alberta moratorium on renewable energy approvals, certainly came as a huge surprise to us. We were weeks away from having our final approval approved for our project. For our solar project, and now, as I say, near Peace River, Alberta. So when this suddenly landed on us, we kind of went into shock for a few days because it really stopped us in our tracks, and there was no consultation or notification that it might happen. So, but after we recuperated for a while and kind of regrouped and went, oh, well, okay, we still have work to do here before we're completely ready. So we've just carried on and done a lot of the to-dos that and checking them off as we go. So we've continued to make progress while we were waiting for the moratorium to be lifted.
The moratorium was lifted. The government paused action, then introduced new legislations and new restrictions that might be affecting the project that you have on hand here, Don. How much has that affected the project, and whereabouts are you from here, despite the fact that things got a little on the stalled side?
Yeah, they did, didn't they? Yeah, not just us. I guess there was $33 billion worth of solar and wind poised to go in along with our project. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just us, that's for sure. And we assume that they're all going to carry on now, but we'll have to wait and see. But no, the new legislation, the things they brought down as new legislation wasn't really all that new. We had already jumped through all those hoops that they brought forward. Mm-hmm. There's announcements about, oh, agricultural land had to be, you know, of a certain class. Ours is fine. We already had that approved. Viewscape, well, there's no viewscape where we are to speak of. There's no, like, pristine viewscapes. Nobody quite knows what that means anyway, but reclamation of the site, we had already had that all in place, a fund for reclaiming the site if that should ever be needed. And also agricultural component looks like it's something they want to make sure everybody's got now. That is, within the solar farm, there will be agricultural things happening. We'd already planned to do that way long ago. We've got some lovely, really happy sheep farmers waiting to put some sheep into our solar farm and some beekeepers, and we'll be improving the quality of the soil under the solar panels by having livestock and other things going in there and doing specific plantings of certain grasses and things too for pollination, et cetera. So we'd already had that all as part of our plan. It's nothing new to us. So everything they had announced as new, well, we'd already done. So we don't think anything they announced will materially affect our project other than the delay.
I'm sure feedback has come to you and come to this project on both sides of the spectrum. I'm thinking, especially with the finished products coming into play here, or about to be coming into play here. How is that being addressed at this juncture of the ball game, as it were?
I would say we are heavily supported in our project. I think that's maybe what you mean. We have our project permission from MD Peace 135. We achieved that some time ago. We've had an open house in Peace River around this solar farm project of ours, and it's very well supported. Great turnout, lots of enthusiasm. We've had lots of people approaching us who want to invest in this solar farm project for a return on their investment. We are, you know, to be clear, we are what's called an investment renewable energy cooperative. So we develop projects to the point of shovel ready. Then we put out a call to our members to raise capital through an investment opportunity, to raise capital to build the project. And then our members then own and operate this facility and receive income from it as a return on their investment. That's our model, and that's what we're so very, very close to doing with the Peace River Energy Project, which is our 5-megawatt solar farm. It will be, by the way, Western Canada's first cooperatively owned and operated and financed solar farm. So we're going to make some history here. We're quite excited about that. Now that the moratorium is lifted, we're ready to rock and roll, you might say. We'll be holding some open houses and some information sessions in and around the town of Peace River this summer. We will be opening up our investment opportunity in the project midsummer, and that opportunity will run for a period of months through the summer and into the fall. Just to remind people, if they're listening to this and interested to invest in this project, you need to be a member. And so we invite you to become a member of Peace Energy Cooperative. It's $100 for a lifetime membership, and you can put your kids on the same membership form, or your wife or spouse or whatever, a partner, and you can all join the co-op. And as such, you know, there's benefits to being part of the co-op. You have a say in what we do, but you also have an opportunity to invest in any project that we might bring forward, including this one. So something to think about. If anybody out there is listening and want to sort of become a part of, well, I think it's something really worthwhile what we're doing. I mean, obviously, transition to renewables is an important thing, and it has been difficult to operate in Alberta, but there's also great opportunities operating in Alberta too. So, and we feel really well supported in the Peace River area. I don't know, we've got several hundred members there already, and we expect a few more this summer. So yeah, no, we're ready to rock and roll on this, the feedback we're getting is 99.8% positive, so we're really excited and ready to go as soon as we get approval. We expect to have approval now that the moratorium is lifted. I think they said April 6th we should receive full approval to proceed. So we're kind of waiting at the edge of our chairs right now, but we see no problems with our application forms, and we see nothing we haven't done already. So I think we're going to get a green light here very shortly, and then there'll be lots to do.
I appreciate this. Don Pettit is the Executive Director of Peace Energy Cooperative. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the opportunity to talk. You bet. Take care.